Backers say the broad goal of the plan is to set up water budgets where they're needed. That is, if a lake or stream shows sign of being drawn down, planners would step in to make sure the amount of water being pumped out of the watershed is not greater than the amount coming in. The proposal is welcome news to Brian Wolf, who heads a group pushing for the preservation of Long Lake in Washburn County. Wolf says the lake is going dry, which people constantly tell him is because of drought or other issues.
What bothers me with those comments is they don't give consideration to the significant increase in the high capacity wells that we have had in our area over the last several decades.
A plan by Monona Senator Mark Miller and Madison Representative Spencer Black could let the state designate watersheds like the one around Long Lake as groundwater management areas. County governments would then have to develop plans to manage the watershed that could include restrictions on existing wells. Miller says farms or businesses that use some of the biggest wells need to be concerned about their sustainability.
And if there's not a way to assure that new applications are balanced against the available supply, then that farmer, that agriculturalist, or that business person may find their supply in jeopardy.
Miller and Black say they'll hold hearings on this plan in March and insist it could pass before the legislature wraps up for the year in April. But the idea has its critics. Waterford Assembly Republican Scott Gunderson said in a statement the plan would empower environmental groups to block new businesses and severely impact agriculture in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.